Blog Talk Radio.
Well, good afternoon or good evening. This is George Gamond, and welcome to the show. It's now Wednesday. I was not here yesterday. I had family things to do, so I'm back. Okay, so what are we going to do today? I have some articles. You know, for some reason, I had a premonition preview. There wouldn't be a lot of callers right away. So I have some really interesting articles for you. One is about disciplining children. Now, I know some of you are a little bit older, but I have a grandchild coming on the way, and I thought, you know, things have changed in attitudes from psychologists and so forth, and therapists and family people and doctors have changed about disciplining children. So I thought, well, let's do that. Now, of course, I want to take your calls, absolutely positively, and I want to do what I call soul readings. Now, what is a soul reading? If you haven't listened to me before, well, I'm an intuitive, I'm a channel, I get what spirit says, I've been doing this for a long time. So what's the difference between a soul reading and a regular psychic thing? Eh, not a whole lot of difference, but I don't get into when. I get into how. I get into what your intention is, what your soul wants you to do, your higher consciousness wants you to do, and not so much when it's going to happen. So if you're looking for a job or a relationship, that's great. You're manifesting it. So, but maybe you're holding yourself back from getting it. Maybe you're the one, you know, like, well, nobody wants to be the one, right? Oh, no, I'm doing everything. I've heard that before. I'm doing everything I possibly can, but I still don't have a job. Or I'm doing everything I possibly can to get a relationship, but I don't have a relationship. Well, maybe you're doing too much, as spirit would say. Maybe you just need to listen. So that's what I'm tapping into your soul, your higher consciousness, the divine nature of who you are, because I'm an empath. I read your medical sort of thing too. I'm really careful with the medical aspect of it because I want you to see your family physician or your naturopath or whatever you go to for medical information. I'll give you some ideas, and then I read your past lives because sometimes your past lives will influence what you're doing now. But but it really is about your beliefs, your fears, the lower vibrational or negative emotions, whatever you want to call it, that are holding you back from getting what you want. So reading your soul is really about, okay, you can have this, whatever it is. No, the universe, I have a quote for you on that. So I'm going to give you this quote. I think it's from Mike Dooley. Yeah, Mike Dooley. I like Mike. I saw him in a Hay House event last summer. Was it last summer? I don't know, October last year, September. It was really good. Yeah, time flies by, right? Quicker than we can imagine. So let me find the Mike thing, Mike Dooley, if I can find it somewhere. Where are you, Mike? Okay, and then I'll give you the quote, and that's going to kind of tie into what I'm just talking about. So let me find. He publishes on a daily basis an email which is called TUT, a note, and I don't forgot what TUT, T-U-T stands for. I'm sure I could look it up again. A note from the universe, and he kind of personalizes that. So I'll depersonalize it as much as I can. And it's thoughts from the universe to each one of us. So you can say thoughts from God. Use your word. So I do want to take your calls, and I want to do soul reading. So I want you to call in if you're looking for what's going on with you that you might want to shift or change slightly to get anything you want in your life. Now, I've been doing this a long time, and I've been studying the law of attraction for a long time. And I've also been studying the concept of the mind-body-emotion connection for a long time. So I have some ideas, but then again, I channel, so I'll just let Spirit talk to you about it anyway. They've been teaching me or leading me to books and leading me to teachers that have helped me to understand more about getting what you want. And it really has to do with your emotions, your habits, your thoughts, and your intentions, all those things. Whole basket of stuff, huh? So here's Mike's quote for today. Actually, you don't have to tell me what you want. Now, he's speaking from the voice of the universe, okay? So the universe is saying, actually, you don't have to tell me what you want. I already know. That's a strange concept, you know? It's like, I want this, I want this, I want this. Yeah, the universe knows. They might change, though. Yeah, you might adjust it slightly, but don't confuse them. This is my paraphrasing. This is my editorial. I don't confuse them. Don't change it daily. Oh, I want this. No, I think I want this. No, I think I want that. Kind of be consistent. Know what you want. Really know and define what you want before you start asking. Okay? You don't even have to tell me why you want it. Ooh. Interesting thought. You don't really have to tell me why you want it. That you want it is enough. There's no judgment here by the universe, by God. There's no judgment. It's not about, well, this is why I want it, and I think I deserve it. No, it doesn't matter. You want it. It's yours, right? And please don't ask how I'm going to do it. See, that's back to my readings again. You know, it's, how is this going to happen? How can I ever get a boyfriend? How can I, you know, yeah, when is this going to happen? When and how? So I try, how is a little bit of more you might have to do, how being in this sense, I don't want to confuse you with this statement, but how being, oh, give me all the details on how this is going to happen. Just give me all the details. I want to know everything. I want to know point by point by point how this is going to happen. Where all you really need to know is, yeah, it's going to happen. Just show up. Suited and booted and ready for it, right? There's always a way, is his last statement. There's always a way. I always believe that there's always a solution to all problems. Dr. Wayne Dyer talked about that. He wrote a book on a spiritual solution to all problems. Ta-da! But the last part. But I really wouldn't mind the occasion of Yahoo, hallelujah, amen, brothers and sisters. You know, kind of a thank you in advance. So, and you could say thank you, but also you could say an appreciation for what you don't have that's coming. Oh, I really appreciate that. I really appreciate this new person in my life. I really appreciate this new job, even though you haven't got the new job. But I really appreciate this new job. I know it's going to free me to enjoy my life even more and to create more money in my life, blah, blah, blah. So that kind of leads into what I'm talking about here. I do get into a little bit of the how, but I stay away from the when. You know, everybody wants to know when. I was talking to a friend yesterday, and I was talking about this idea in psychic readings that, you know, you tell people, okay, this is what you need to do. This is what's going on. This is where your vibrational thing is all off, and you're not attracting what you want in your life, whatever it is, right? And you've gone through all that whole process. I got a caller, so I'll be with you in a minute. And then they suddenly go, again, they go, when? Like, when? Now, the universe or spirit or my spirit guides are more than willing to tell you when this can happen, when this can happen. But the point is, if it's in the future, it's something you got to do now to make it happen. You can hear when, but there's a whole series of things that have to happen for it to happen. So you have to be in alignment for whatever it is. Like, for example, I'll take a call. I'll be with you in a minute. I just kind of got on a rampage here a little bit about this because it's really important to me. This is really significant stuff, I think. And I probably said this before, but I'll say it again because this is really important for people to understand. If somebody predicts you're going to get a job in a month, 30 days, you'll have a job, right? And you say to yourself, I've been hearing that from about a dozen people, and I'm not quite buying into it. You know, yeah, show me, prove it to me. So you're kind of in a negative place. Your vibrational level on that subject is pretty low, especially if you've been out of work for a while. And I remember hearing a lot of people during the recession, I've been out of work for 6 months. When am I going to get a job? So your vibrational thing has to, and if somebody says you'll get a job in a month, you have to now align your vibration to getting a job. You have to be in alignment vibrationally with a job. You can't be in a negative place. So that's what it's all about. Same thing with a relationship. Yeah, it's like, oh, you're going to have a relationship soon. Well, then you have to align yourself with what it means to have a relationship. And you have to do your kind of like your own personal stuff to get ready for it, right? Get ready for it. I always tell people, unless you're going to marry the mailman or date the mailman, you need to get out. You need to let synchronicity happen in your life and those prompts to do something. Okay, let me take a call. I got some articles. I'm spending a lot of time on this, aren't I? Whoa, okay. Chat, chatty, chatty, chatty. I'm being a chatty Kathy this morning. Hello.
Hello.
Or afternoon. It's actually afternoon.
Good afternoon. Yeah, good afternoon.
Yes. Who am I speaking to?
You're speaking with Jamel.
Jamel, what's going
I'm
on?
I'm from Chicago.
Okay.
All right, I've been listening to your show, and you brought up some real excellent points, because I have a situation where I had an argument with my best friend who's really, really close with me, and she just completely stopped talking to me. So I've been calling around, talking to people, getting my spirituality, getting my vibrations up and everything, and, you know, it's just like what you just said. People say, oh, yeah, she may come back in your life in 2 weeks, in a month, and this, that, and the third, and it's like, all right, you know.
Well, let me give you an expression I hear for you right away from spirit. This is
okay.
What I get for you.
Okay.
It's more about the how
okay.
than it is about the when. It's about practice forgiveness.
Yeah.
Practice forgiveness.
Yeah.
Now, first of all, it's forgiving
yes,
yourself
sir.
For whatever you
right.
did to instigate or heighten the discussion into where it got really negative, right?
Right?
So first of all, you have
right.
to forgive yourself and just put that behind you and say, okay, I forgive myself. That's history. I'm done with it. And
right.
stop thinking about it. Stop dwelling on it. Stop going back
yeah.
to the past. Okay?
Right. Okay.
Then I'm hearing also, you need to appreciate this person, the good qualities, right? So you
of
forgive
course.
Them of what they did, just forgiveness. You know, I'm putting it out, write a letter that you never send, but I forgive you because
mm-hmm.
of blah, blah, blah. And then start really
mm-hmm.
thinking of, in appreciation. Why do you appreciate this?
Mm-hmm.
This person, I mean. Why do you appreciate this person?
Yeah.
And don't tell me, I don't want to hear, but
right.
you know what I mean? You get into that process of appreciation and sending love and sending appreciation. And believe it or not, and I've been reading a lot about this and the quantum physics and all this stuff and energy and how energy, you can actually send energy. It's like the people who pray for people in a hospital heal faster. If you're
right.
being prayed for,
right.
you heal faster than people and healing from a distance. So if you're sending love
yeah.
and appreciation to this person from a distance and you're working with the angels to say, okay, I'm guardian angel, would you send this person a little love and connection? You're going to reach that person's heart. I'm not going to make predictions
okay.
here when. But it's like it's a whole shift of I forgive you. I'm going to appreciate you for who you are. I'm not going to hold on that resentment, all that old stuff anymore. And let it all
mm-hmm.
go. Because I really
mm-hmm.
care about you as a person. I really love you as a person.
Right.
Whether I'm not saying
right.
romantically. But so you just create.
Just in general, yeah, I got it.
The other thing
mm-hmm.
you can do is you can do physically send a letter, a note, not an email. And what I'm hearing
letter.
Is send a handwritten letter.
Okay.
Practice your penmanship, but it has to be, you know, some people don't use cursive, but, you know, you can print it, whatever, however you're comfortable with. Make sure that she can read it, right? But a handwritten
yeah,
note
yeah,
or
yeah.
letter, a little greeting card, a funny greeting card with a little note inside.
Okay. That's
please
cool.
forgive me.
Right.
I know that was, and we can work this out. And then send it to her or drop it off or whatever you're going to do. Okay? Just simple.
Okay. All right. Cool.
But it's the handwritten
cool.
that's really important because that shows sincerity.
All right.
Okay. Got
okay.
it? You can do all this.
Yeah, I got it. Yeah.
It'll happen.
Easy. I got that.
Yeah. Okay. Take
thank
care.
You.
You're welcome.
All right. You
bye.
Bye.
And you know what about soul readings, which is kind of interesting, and I put my spirit, my energy into the soul reading. So I'm really picking up on this person, and I'm saying to myself, I'm getting this energy. This is good for this person. It may not be good for somebody else to do these things, but I'm reading that, yeah, this is good for his energy to do these things. Okay, that's where that comes about. So what are we doing? Okay. Oh. Well, I got a couple articles. Anybody else want to call in and talk about any of this? Have fun. Okay, this is for those who have children or grandchildren. Not whether you agree or disagree with this, these points, I'd love to hear it because it's really kind of fast ideas about and thoughts have changed about disciplining children. And I'm a grandfather be soon. Oh, within a month. Ooh, wow, huh? Isn't that amazing? Within a month. And so the grandchild is going to be with me part of the time. So this is a good lesson. Where'd it go? Oh, I lost it. No, I can't lose it. Oh, I don't want to lose this article because it's a good one. It's about disciplining children. Okay, it's a parenting quiz discipline, do's and don'ts. Now, if you're a grandparent or grandparent-to-be, you need to talk to the parents about this and make sure that you're both on the same page for discipline. Okay, so the first question is, at what age is it okay to spank a child? Now, I know a lot of really conservative religious people will go, this is crazy stuff, but just bear with me, because, and I know you have different points of view on this. At what age is it okay to spank a child? And it gives you three choices, 2, 4, or never. 2, 4, or never. And I'm going to go with their answer because I already did the quiz, you know. cut to the chase here, right? So, come on, keep going. Let's go. The answer is never. Never. Wow, is that a startling statement? Never spank a child? Let me give you the reasoning, and this is based on studies and based on recommendations, current recommendations about parenting. Now, I know some people will disagree, that's crazy stuff, but let me read it anyway. Spanking may stop your child from doing something bad right now, but it doesn't teach him or she how to behave in the long run. And kids who were spanked are more likely to get depressed and have anger problems later on. Anybody spanked out there? If you look back at your life and go, yeah, I got a little angry, a little testy when I got older, right? And sometimes I won't editorialize on this. You can still show you mean business when your child tests your limits. Try giving him or her a timeout. I did that with my daughter. I remember my daughter when she was young, and she's going to have a child. Wow, soon. She's 30. Grandchild for me. And she basically said, you spank me, I'm calling the police. Whoa, you know. Okay, so timeouts were really important. So timeouts and let her cool down. We did a lot of timeouts, or I did timeouts. Okay. Or take a privilege or a valued toy for toddler, clap loudly to get their attention, firmly say, no throw, no bite, or whatever it is. No drawing on the walls. No ink on the walls, right? Okay. Also, noting when your child behaves well, you can keep things in check. Praise him. Brag to someone else about him and give him extra one-on-one time as a reward. So it's that, you know, if they do really well, praise is really important. You're doing catch people doing the right thing, or children doing the right thing. They're like sharing. Oh, catch children sharing. You go, wow, that's really nice, you know. You share, let me give you a special whatever today, you know, because you shared. We did that in business too. You would go around trying to catch people doing the right thing instead of the wrong thing, and praising them for doing the right thing. Same thing in parenting. Teaches habits. It's like the dog, you know. My dog, you know, goes outside. You know, she does her business where she's supposed to do it. That's a good girl. Okay, so not that kids are dogs, but you know what I mean. Praising when people do well in business, with children, wherever it is. I have another caller. So let me take the caller and we'll get on to the next point. Okay. Let me ask the question if anybody wants to play with me on this. What is a good way to be strict? Say what you expect. Never bend your rules. Always address broken rules. And I know what the answer is. At least I think I know what the answer is. If you have any comments on that. I don't know why I got into this. I have another one article. I'm not going to go through all of this one today, I don't think. Maybe tomorrow. Maybe I have another article. How, you know, because a lot of people are doing online dating or meeting people online, and how do you tell the phonies? So it's a great article on how to tell the phonies online. Anybody's ever been there? Online dating can be dangerous, right? Hello?
Yes, hello.
Hello.
Hey, are you doing readings today?
Well, I do soul readings. They're a little different than the typical psychic thing. I did regular psychic thing for 20 years. What's your name? Do you have a name?
My name is Laura.
Laura, how is Laura today?
I'm pretty good today, actually.
So why do you need a reading? I'm kidding. Yeah, you know, if you're doing really well.
Well, that's a loaded question.
So what's going on in your life that you would actually call into a show like this and ask a question? It's pretty brave.
Yes. I'm a Sagittarius, so I don't really care, to be honest with you. The more the merrier. I like to talk, so, you know.
Yeah, see, I have a lot of Sagittarius in my chart. I'm a Scorpio with a lot of Sagittarius, and that's a deadly duo. You know that? You know what I mean?
Yeah, they butt heads a little.
I can get in trouble being a Scorpio with a lot of Sagittarius. Okay, so what's going on?
Oh,
you're
yeah.
a Sagittarius.
Oh, yeah.
So what's going on?
I'm just wondering if our financial situation is going to get better.
Okay, so you're asking for a prediction. I'm going to avoid the prediction. I'm going to give you more of what your soul would say. That
okay.
The answer is yes, but I'm not going to get into when.
Okay.
The big word I get for you is planning. Planning.
Okay.
And I'm hearing detailed planning. Detailed planning. You know, sometimes the reason we don't, the financial situation is because people are working and making money, blah, 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 but it seems more goes out than comes in, right?
Yes, always, it seems like.
But see, and I'm going to go back to my other training as an accountant, okay? Back to my accounting and budgeting.
Oh, please.
My budgeting and accounting and all that stuff and budgets and all that stuff. I give you one piece of advice that you know, any CPA would tell you, okay?
Okay.
Keep a track of the money you spend every day. Watch every penny. I mean, you don't have to do this forever, but for 2 weeks, write out everything you spend every day, whether it's by debit card, cash, however you spend it, right?
Well, that's a good idea.
And after 2 weeks, you look back and go, did I really need to spend that? Could I, you know, did I really need to do that? You'll find
right.
that what you're looking for is habits that aren't necessarily, I'm not saying trying to be overly thrifty, but waste money, okay? Things
okay.
that could fall right. within a budget. And that's really important because you'll get there. But the spirit says, your soul is saying, you got to plan it more as a family.
Yeah. I would say so, too.
Is your rent too high or mortgage?
Well, actually, we're in a good mortgage situation, but I hate where we live, and I want to move. But we're waiting to hear for my husband's promotion, if he's going to get this promotion or not.
Why not? Why not? I hear for you, why not? It's like, yeah, done deal, okay? That's the only prediction I'm going to do. Done, okay? Because
but you said, why not?
Yeah, why not? Because it feels like a done deal. Okay? Done deal.
Okay.
Plan on it.
Okay.
Well, I think what I'm sensing or feeling about the mortgage or the rent or something is that the dissatisfaction we're living is causing you not to enjoy your house. Okay?
Okay.
And that will destroy a budget. Because you don't want to be there. You want to do something else. You don't want to be around. It's like when you really connect with where you're living, you see that you want to spend more time there and do things versus going out. Okay.
That's true.
And so,
I would agree with that.
So when you move, things will shift great dramatically for you because you'll find a place that you love and you'll just want to do that. You want to entertain more at home. You want to be at home more. You want to, you know, it's just like your energy will be into the place where you're living and versus, oh, let's go run away this weekend.
Right. I would totally agree with that. I did not want to live where we are, and my husband talked me into it, and I've been pissed ever since.
Yeah, and take it out by Sunday.
Say that one more time.
Take out on the place by spending.
Okay. I'm
think
sorry,
about
you're
all
going
this.
In and out, and that's why.
Yeah, think about all this and see how it works for you. But I see you make a change because your intention is to make a change, okay?
Okay.
Good,
guys,
good for
thank
you.
Thank you so much.
Good for you. Yeah, but watch the money, you know. Do a thing for 2 weeks and see where you spend the money. And you realize, and in your case, you'll probably be spending money because you don't want to be at home.
That's probably true. That is probably true. I hate it, so.
Okay,
all
yeah,
right.
So that's your issue.
Yeah. It is.
Okay.
Well, one of the many issues that I have.
Well, everybody's got a lot of issues. But, you know, the money thing is really, that's a big one for the money thing. Okay?
Right, right. Okay.
Take care.
But
okay.
Thank you so much.
Bye.
Have a good day.
Bye. You too. Bye. Oops, did it go away? Oh, yeah, it went away. Okay, another... Okay, this is a commercial thing for... I do my little commercial here. I should have done it earlier, but I do have callers. If I can help you further. Now, I try to keep these limited, but, you know, I can't. Because it just... I like to help people, and I get carried away sometimes in talking to people. But I love to help people, and soul readings is really about helping you and what spirit has to say, what your intentions have to say, what your essence, your higher self has to say to you about what you need to do in your life. Okay? So I have a special on my website, which you can find through my blog talk page, and that helps me. And I think I have a $5 thing, and that helps. But, you know, if even for $5, I'll give you a little follow-up reading based on what we've been talking about. I appreciate that a lot. And you can go longer. I mean, there's other time periods on that. But this is just to kind of like appreciation for you and appreciation for me. Feel like, you know, because I was thinking about that today. How do people show appreciation for what you do? And they could say thank you, but, you know, money is the big appreciation in our society. So I'm not begging. Well, I won't beg. But if you feel so inclined, I would appreciate it a lot. Keeps me going. Yeah. This is not a free enterprise to do this. Okay, let me take your call. Okay, enough of the commercial stuff. Hello.
Hi.
Yeah, I remember when I was studying. Hello, are you there?
Hi. I'm
here. Yeah, when I was studying radio a long time ago, back in the early days of the crystal radio sets, they always said, "Don't ever use the word commercial." Yeah, I don't know if I agree with that. But who am I speaking to?
Tracy,
what's going on in your beautiful day?
It's going, keeping busy.
You're busy? Where do you live, Tracy? What state? What part of the world?
Florida.
Yeah, I had a feeling it was somewhere in the south. But Florida is not really in the south, is it?
Well, I don't know. But
it depends
I'm in
what,
South
it,
Florida.
See, it depends on what part of Florida you're in, right? So, you have a question
South.
Today? You have a question? We'll just kind of keep this rolling along here.
I guess just whatever you see. It's a lot going
okay.
on.
Well, a lot. Well, everybody's got a lot going on, though, don't they? I mean, everybody. You know, if you didn't have a lot going on, you'd be bored.
That's true.
There was a gentleman. He was a long time ago. Norman Vincent Peale was a minister, and he wrote a lot about positive thinking and positive thoughts. And he once made the comment, the only people that have no problems are in the grave. So we got to have problems to be human.
Mm-hmm.
So
that
makes
sense.
So you got to have problems, because problems are an opportunity or challenge to be resourceful, to rely on God, to find solutions. Okay? You can
right.
think of problems as an opportunity to rely on the universe or God for solutions, to build your faith. Kind of an opposite way of looking at it, isn't it? Maybe that's what I'm supposed to give you the advice on. I don't know. I'm just hearing this stuff. So maybe that's what you need to hear is don't worry about your problems. You'll work them out. Just rely more on faith.
True.
Simple, huh? Just have a little more faith. Just know, hey, I got a problem. Cool. I got God, you're going to help me with this one. Right? Let me see if there's anything more specific that I get for you about that or anything your soul wants you to know. I don't know why they mean this. What is meant by this? I get the word slow down. Maybe you drive too fast. I don't think it has to do with driving. Are you a fast driver?
No.
No?
Uh-uh.
So it doesn't mean about driving. It's slow down in life a little bit. Slow down a little bit. Just slow down. Just move through things a little bit slower. And I don't know why I get that for you, but just take a little bit more time with things, okay? A little bit more thorough. That's the kind of the energy I'm getting. And it's just the general advice, but it's sometimes, because sometimes when you slow down, you don't slow down, you're rushing, you miss the details. But you miss the good also. You miss the good in situations by rushing through situations. Okay? I'll give you an example, kind of what I'm hearing is that this is an example of what I mean by that. You go to the market, you have to get stuff, and you rush through the market to get it done, right? If you slow down a little bit, you might see some stuff that you go, yeah, I should have got that. That would be cool. I really need that. So even little things, slow down, take a little more time, okay?
Mm-hmm.
Go for it. Have fun. Slow down.
Okay.
I don't know why I tell you that. That's what I heard. So believe it or not believe it, or the first part I said, it's just, you know, whatever you got a problem, turn it over to God. I think that's even better advice, but go for it, okay?
Okay.
Okay. As she was looking for, you know, people are looking for the, whoa, the insight of the century. But, you know, it's the little things that are really important in our lives. It's the little things. You know, every day on Facebook, I put a little quote that seems to come to me. So I do that a lot. Little quotes that come to me. If you can join me on Facebook, please do. Okay? Yeah. I put a little, I ask Spirit, okay, give me a quote for the day. And today was about love. Loving yourself. Just love yourself a little bit more today. Just a little bit more than you usually would. Just love yourself. Do we really love ourselves enough? Do we stand in front of the mirror and go, I love you. You're an absolutely amazing human being. I love you. That's it. Speaking to yourself, of course. Looking in your own eyes, saying, I love you. You're amazing. You're going to have a fantastic day. It's going to work out. And I've known people to do that. Just stand in front of the mirror before they go out on their day, before they go to work, or before whatever they're going to do, and say, I love you. You're absolutely going to have an amazing day. Beautiful things are going to happen to you today. Just incredible things are going to happen to you today. And they do, because you set your intention to have a beautiful day. You set your intentions to have an amazing day. So do it. Just every day, stop. I love you. I don't do it enough. I don't know why I'm telling you to do it. I'm not following through on my own advice enough, but I try to every day. You're going to have an amazing day. So think about that. That's a little stuff I do. Plus, I'm working on a book basically called, I keep changing the title a little bit, but it really is, it's about God, fear, and changing habits. Something like that. God, love, fear, and changing habits. Ooh, good idea, huh? God, love, fear, and changing habits. Hello?
Hello.
Yeah, like, who is God? So that sort of thing. I'm not asking you. You don't have to tell me. If you've met God lately, then you need to tell everybody about it. Okay, so who am I speaking to?
This is Angela. I'm calling from Florida as well.
Another Florida. What part of Florida are you from, though?
Central, like Tampa Bay area.
Ah, are you a Buccaneer fan?
Yeah, yep.
Or the Rays?
Yeah, I like them, too.
Yeah, they used to be the Devil Rays. A lot of people didn't like the term Devil Rays, did they?
Right.
The religious right got really upset about the idea of the Devil Rays.
Yeah, I don't know.
But didn't they do better as the Devil Rays than the Rays? You know, that energy? Never mind. Okay, so what's going
on? The name doesn't really matter to me. I think it's just, you know, the coach or the players that they want to.
Yeah, well, what is it? In hockey, there's the New Jersey Devils or something like that. I don't care in New Jersey, but that's New Jersey. What's going on with you today?
I just wonder if you, and anything in general, but I'm just having some relationship questions. Like, you know, if I'm in a new relationship. I was a single mom for 7 years. I was with the father of my children for 7 years, which went bad, and I've been single for like a year and a half and started seeing someone. And I feel pretty good about it, and just always wondering if maybe you know, can get more insight on it or any, you know, anything you picked up on.
What's the person's first name?
Christopher. They call him Chris.
Okay, so you want to know about you and Christopher. Let me try to read him, because that's really important, because you're kind of going there, right? You're into this.
Yes.
You're in the weeding out stage, and what I mean by weeding out, not weeding out people, but weeding out habits, weeding out stuff, the things that you don't agree on sort of stage, right?
Yes.
The finding the little things that you can work with. It's stamping down the red flag time in your life, in the relationship, right?
Mm-hmm.
But he's on board with you. No, and that's what I get. He's on board with you.
Okay,
so you're both headed in the same direction, whatever that is.
Okay,
you just good. You feel very lonely at times, don't you? Wow.
I've been very lonely most of my life, all my life.
Yeah, I mean, I get that energy around you, that loneliness. It really feels like that he will help you to fill that void. Okay? Now, it's something you have to do yourself. You have to learn not to be lonely. You have to learn to be by yourself but not be alone. But you, but he helps you with that. Okay?
Yeah.
No, he's on board.
Yeah,
I don't know what else you're saying. You're just working through this process. It you'll get to a good place because he's with you on the process. Okay?
Okay.
I don't feel that there's any major red flags. I don't get any big red flags between you right now. Okay? At all.
Okay. Good.
Do you feel there's red flags?
I think that we have a misunderstanding. It's because of how different we are, but I believe that we help each other, and it, like, instantly after we might have an issue that arises, it's over. It's not very...
Yeah, that's probably the energy I'm picking up on. Because what I'm feeling is that you're building trust.
Uh-huh.
You're trusting each other.
Yes, it's more and more non-trusting than I'm not. We've known each other since second grade, but we didn't our lives, like, we've been around each other, same friends, and we just didn't see each other for like 20 years. It was like weird. It's like, I don't know how we didn't see each other or why we didn't run into each other, but we just ran into each other and was like, wow, okay.
And that's called that's called like almost natural chemistry when you've known somebody that long. Okay. Just keep going forward because you're in a good place. You're working in the same direction. Okay.
Okay, good. Thank you very much.
I'm getting one thing about it, and I'm trying to isolate what either you or him or your souls or what spirit has to say on the relationship. But I'm feeling this really energy of, yeah, don't let things stumble you in this relationship. Don't let the past stumble you or his past stumble you. Because you got to let go of his past. Okay?
Uh-huh.
Anything that would feel negative, like old relationships and old people and blah, 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 you got to learn to let that go. That's the big thing I'm getting, is that you got to let that go. He's not the same person he was 10 years ago, 5 years ago. Okay?
Okay.
You are mellowing him. Very good. Enjoy it.
He says that. I have, like, with me, it's like he doesn't have anyone call. He used to be like kind of like out there and hanging out with people. He doesn't do any of that. He doesn't have children. I do. He's like hanging out with my children.
Yeah. So it's a good thing. Just you got to let go of the past, yours and his.
I
okay?
do. Yes,
okay?
I do. Thank
very
you
good.
Very much. Thank.
You're welcome.
Thank you very much.
Bye. Bye. Ooh, I got a few more minutes. Got a call. One more call. Ooh, I didn't get to the other articles. Oh no, I was going to do all these lovely articles. Ooh, I don't know which one. How to bust stress and truth about whatever that is. I don't know. They're all from WebMD or whatever. One about kids, though, that was really interesting. Let me take one more call, and then we'll move on to whatever subject seems to be appropriate. Hello.
Hello. How you doing?
I'm doing
Sheila.
Fine. Who am I speaking to?
Sheila, I haven't seen you in a while.
Okay. Your first name again? I'm sorry, I missed your first name. It's Sheila?
Yeah.
Sheila. So what's going on today, Sheila? Huh? I'm sorry?
I'm having a hard time at work, and I was wondering if you could...
Okay, I'm going to give you a word. Okay, this is what I hear. And for some reason, I don't know what this means exactly, but the word change comes up to you. Like not pocket change, not like nickels and quarters and dimes, but change. Like change is inevitable for you. Okay? But I'm feeling it's more than just a change in situation. It could be a change in situation at your work now. But it feels like stronger, like a change in positions or locations for you. Okay?
Okay.
That you need change. You need to evolve. You feel stuck. Okay?
Yeah.
So you should be seeking change while you're working.
I am. I've been doing it for about 6 years.
You'll get it.
Yeah.
You'll get change. Change is inevitable for you, is what the words I keep getting for you, because it will happen. Don't get all hung up on time frames, because then you get frustrated, okay?
Okay.
Focus on what you really, really want, as in change. Really know where you want to go next or what you want to do next, okay? Set your intention.
All right.
Write it out. Okay, this is what I want to do. This is where I want to go. If it's a specific company, fine, or if it's a specific position, fine. But you got to focus on what you want, and you'll get it. Because change is really
any encouraging words at the moment about to deal with, you know.
Okay, the best way to, I know you've been doing this for a while, but you got to maintain a short-termer attitude.
My what?
A short-termer attitude. Like, this is not forever. I'm not going to be stuck forever. I don't have to put up with this forever. I know it's going to be changes coming soon for me. I can deal with this because I know it's not going to be forever. I can deal with these people because I know they're going to be out of my life soon. So, yeah, whatever, folks. I'm just, you know. You know, you ever worked with somebody who only had a couple weeks left or a few weeks left? They have their attitude just like, yeah, whatever, you know.
Yeah.
But you got to develop a little bit more of that, not letting people get to you because you know you're moving on.
Okay.
And the more you develop that attitude of, I'm moving on, this is only temporary, the universe will align it to be only temporary.
Okay.
Does that make sense?
Got it.
So develop that attitude. Hey, yeah, this is only temporary. I'm going to be here a little bit longer, blah, blah, blah. You know, yeah, talk to my hand. Not that you're going to irritate people and put your boss, you know, get all freaked out on your bosses, but you got to develop that attitude.
All right.
And the more you develop that attitude, the quicker change will come about.
Okay.
Okay?
All right.
Got it?
Okay.
Go for it.
Thank you.
You'll get it soon. Bye.
Bye.
Yeah, that's a great idea. And that just seems like spirit saying that, you know, it's like, if you're in a position you don't want to be there, you could sit there and dwell on the position. Oh, I hate this position. I don't like this job. I don't like this job. I don't like this job. And you get into this really low negative vibration of, I hate this job. I hate this job. And you get stuck in the hate this job thing, but you're stuck in the job. But if, like I was telling this lady, what Spirit was trying to give her the idea is, if you think in terms of short term, like, yeah, this is only going to be a little bit longer. You know, I'm ready to give my notice. I got it all written out. I'm ready to give it. You know, boom, it's going to be done soon. I know it's just going to be done soon. I'm just, you know, I'm not stuck in this job. There's something else I know is going to happen really soon because I'm ready to make that change. I'm going to have this short-term attitude. You're telling the universe, I'm not stuck in this job. I'm flexible. I'm ready to move on. You know, it's kind of, it seems almost contrary to say it that way, but that's the way it works. You don't get locked into the job. Because you complain about the job, you get more to complain about. The more you think in terms of, I'm out of here, faster you're out of here. Okay, so I'll leave that alone. Ooh, I only have a minute and a half left. I've been kind of short in the show. I used to be an hour show, and 45 minutes seems to kind of like move along rather quickly, and it feels better. I like the show moving anyway. Okay, so what are we going to do for the next 90 seconds? Oh, no, I don't want to do that. Okay, I could just, okay, what does Spirit have to say to you real quick? In general, for everybody here, well, let me give you one thought for the rest of your day. I'm hearing the word expression for you, all of you. Anybody's listening to the show, okay, just in general, open up your senses. Open up your eyes to see things like you've never saw them before. Wow, look at those colors. Amazing. You know, pay attention with your eyes of things that you really don't pay attention to. The colors of the flowers, the colors of the walls, the pictures on the walls. Open up your senses. Open up your hearing to new sounds, beautiful sounds, not negative sounds like truck drivers and, you know, no. I mean, open up your hearing to beautiful new things, okay? Open up your taste bud. Try new food. Try something different that you've never eaten before. Get out of the rut. I get it. I'll raise my hand and say, I've been into cooking lately. Different ways of cooking healthy, vegetarian, kind of close to vegan food. So change your taste buds. So you got your hearing, hear new things, new sounds, take in new sounds, new sights, new tastes. And go around, touch fabrics, beautiful fabrics, just things that feel good to the touch. Look for things like petting your dog, petting your cat, whatever it is, right? Just reach out for new things to touch. So open up your senses to new stuff. Open up a new world to yourself. And that's what it's trying to tell you to do. Just take in new experiences. Get out of your box a little bit. Okay, so I'm almost out of time here. We'll be back. I will be back tomorrow, and Spirit Guides will be back tomorrow, and you will be back tomorrow, and we'll have more fun. I love you guys. Remember, love yourself exactly today. Yeah, and giving everybody a hug. It's hug day. Every day is hug day. Remember that. Take care. Bye. Oops.